Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
This is Dr. Jim here. Welcome to another episode. It's been a slow summer, but I promise I'm going to get back on the wagon here and start posting some more stuff for you guys. We got a new sponsor, and it is Audible Kids. You can go to the website at jim.md and look on the right-hand column. You'll see our banner there for Audible Kids. You can download free Audible books. I personally subscribe to Audible. I love the service. I read a book probably every week or two just on my drive to and from work. It's great. Downloads right to your iPod. You don't need to have a bunch of discs or anything like that. And now they have it for kids. We used to download a podcast called Story Nori, but now we can actually get full stories, full-length stories from Audible Kids. So I'm excited about this sponsorship. So be sure to go over there on the website at www.jim.md. Today we're talking about caffeine. A bunch of experts from Johns Hopkins Medical Center who've been researching this stuff for about 10 years warn of the potential health risks to consumers. This is true to some extent that caffeine does cause health problems. It actually brings people to the ER. You know, I don't think that caffeine in and of itself makes people have these irregular heartbeats that we see, but there are times when people who I assume have some predisposition for an irregular heartbeat come in and need to be electrically cardioverted, just like you see on TV, except obviously their body doesn't jump up off the table, and we do it with people sedated, so it's not quite as dramatic. But there are times when people, because of caffeine, need to have this done. So what they're calling for is just labeling. They're not saying anything else, but let's just have some information and be allowed to be aware of what's in the drink. Because the problem is, if you were going to be handed a 6-ounce alcoholic drink and you didn't know whether it was beer or straight vodka, that would be a problem. And that's what they're asking for. Because the highest energy drink on the market that I could find anyway has 500 milligrams of caffeine, and a normal Coke has 35 milligrams. So it's 14 times or 14 Cokes in one drink, or very similar to a pot of coffee in one drink. So warning labels, you can see, may have some benefit here. Other things I'd like you to think about with caffeine is that as parents especially, we're kind of promoting performance-enhancing drugs. We're sending this message that stimulants are okay and that they're necessary. They're part of life. This is how I, quote, get through the day. This is how I, quote, wake up in the morning. You know, so I think you have to be aware that that's the message you're sending to your kids. And you wonder why they're interested in a lot of these performance-enhancing drugs. It's because they've learned it. It's part of our society. As a matter of fact, worldwide, caffeine is used by 80% of the population. That's just amazing to think about. While no one recognizes caffeine as an addiction, there is a medical caffeine withdrawal. And that is a true diagnosis, and it comes with specific symptoms. Caffeine withdrawal can cause headaches, irritability, fatigue, and it's kind of a jolt and crash phenomenon. It can last up to 10, 12 days to recover from trying to withdraw from caffeine. So whether it's really, quote, addicting or not, because there's a lot of specific medical terms that say addicting, it's clearly kind of an addiction type behavior where people need it, and they need it to wake up in the morning, and they just don't function the same without it, and their function definitely declines when they stop taking it. There's also a clear-cut medical diagnosis of caffeine intoxication, and that's when people show up very anxious, jittery, nervous, restless, sometimes upset stomach, diarrhea, and in the worst cases, like we talked about, irregular heartbeats. There's been studies to look at, does caffeine cause heart attacks? Well, it's kind of mixed reviews. And for most cases, if you're talking about caffeine from tea or coffee, it looks like it may even lower the risk of heart disease. But caffeine from sodas ups that risk. There's been studies that look at osteoporosis, and caffeine may increase your risk of osteoporosis. There's a lot of talk about caffeine during pregnancy, and most OBGYNs will say don't drink any caffeine during pregnancy, although the official recommendation from the Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology is that you drink 2 cups or less. Obviously, if you're exposing your fetus to this stuff, the best thing to do is try and avoid it altogether. You know, we got here because the FDA allowed dietary supplements, and that's how we got in a lot of trouble with all these things. Before dietary supplements, beverages were not allowed to have more than 70 milligrams of caffeine per 12-ounce serving. But now, the way these energy drinks get around that is that this is not a beverage, it's a dietary supplement. And because of that, they can skirt the law and put more caffeine than usual. The other place you got to look for caffeine hidden is in a substance called guarana, G-U-A-R-A-N-A, guarana. And this is a product from South America. It's a seed that looks like a coffee bean, but it has about five times the caffeine as a coffee bean. And they take extract from guarana seed. They don't have to label that as caffeine. They just label it as guarana seed extract or just guarana. And that is loaded with caffeine. There's even a drink in Brazil, according to Bill Handel, called Guaraná, which is supposedly a popular and tasty drink that they use to stay awake. This group issuing the report from John Hopkins has created a website. I'm going to put that up on the podcast so you can click on that if you'd like. And it's going to show cases of intoxication, especially in children and adolescents. And if you have a case to report, it's also a place that you could go and find someone to contact and let somebody know. Because at this point, there's really nobody following this information. All right, so parents, remember your kids are watching. They're watching your eating habits, your drinking habits, your alcohol intake habits, and they're also watching your reading habits. So to increase that interest in reading, be sure to go to my website, click on the audiblekids.com, and listen to a few books on tape. I guarantee you this will increase your child's desire for books because there's some great stories, and once they realize how good the stories are, I find that at least my kids really want to dig in and find some other books to read. Till next time, take care.